Chapter 1. Finding Refuge Through the Three Doors. Our ordinary experience offers us three opportunities to transform our lives and find the inner peace, joy, and liberation from suffering that we all wish for. Since our confusion is expressed through our body, our speech, and our mind, these three places also offer opportunities to dispel that confusion. The three areas of body, speech, and mind are referred to as the three doors. By shifting our attention in specific ways, away from the expression of pain and toward the release of that pain, we enter these doorways to discover the gifts of openness, awareness, and warmth. There are three ways in which you will learn to shift attention. While directing attention to the pain body, you are instructed to feel the stillness of the body. While directing attention to pain speech, you connect with hearing the silence. And while you direct your attention to the pain mind or the moving mind, the instruction is to recognize and connect with spaciousness. In these ways, it is possible to find a deep place of stillness, silence, and spaciousness. These three doorways lead to accessing important places of protection and refuge. Many people find it difficult to become aware of the space of being itself, rather than simply being aware of the sensations they're feeling, the inner dialogue they are having, or the contents of the moving mind altogether. What kind of shift are we describing? First, it is necessary to open and simply experience your discomfort. Can you be fully open as the sky is with the clouds? In this analogy, clouds can refer to your thoughts, feelings, sensations, or memories. Does the sky have a problem with the clouds? Is the sky agitated? Does the sky say, "You've been here too long. Why are you still here? What does it mean that you are here?" No. The sky simply allows the presence of clouds, and when the clouds eventually dissipate, the sky does not comment. The sky is not lonely when the clouds leave. Can you be like that sky and host the clouds? If you are able to do that, to be with your pain directly, the pain heals itself. It self-liberates. As your pain or discomfort shifts, it is important to simply remain present and aware of the openness itself. Each person's path is unique, and each must be willing to directly experience the sense of limitation and pain as it occurs in body, speech, and mind, and become familiar with turning to the inner refuge to discover the positive benefits that arise in so doing. It is important to recognize that we pay so much attention to ego, to our problem-solving, moving mind. We must recognize ego for what it is, a pain identity. We have a constant dialogue of pain talking to pain, which is usually what guides us or drives us, sometimes driving us crazy. And no matter how smart or sophisticated, ego only operates within the logic of pain, and therefore produces more pain. Perhaps it is time to discover there is something other than ego to turn toward and to trust.